This is the English Word Doctor writing as the New Media Curmudgeon, Series 2, 03-10, for identification. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue, 37221, the guys who beat the tech in the truck, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. This podcast will be a potpourri. Chapter 1 of The Child of Bridget O'Shaughnessy, a short treatise on the induction of Bernie Sanders to the Fast Food Hall of Fame, and concluding with some breaking news on the digital front from Florida. Moon pollution doesn't count. The Trial of Bridget O'Shaughnessy by Jerome Cowan. Chapter 1. Sam Spade's Office. This Monday morning, Sam Spade took advantage of his position as boss to sleep late. He'd hung around police headquarters until the small hours. He grinned sheepishly as he opened the door, marked Spade and Archer, private investigators. Effie Perrine looked up and grinned back. "Good morning, sweetheart. Any messages?" It was not his standard greeting. "Not much. The usual Monday routine. My cousin is waiting to see you." Effie's voice trailed off. "I told her to wait in your office." "Smart move. We may need her again undercover. You're an angel." Sam opened the door marked private and stepped in. "No calls," he said to Effie over his shoulder. After he had Miles Archer's desk removed, Sam had ordered a large brown leather davenport to occupy that space. It would be handy to take catnaps. Margot was perched on one end with a stack of Pulp Fiction sitting by her side. She spoke first. "Good morning, Mr. Spade. I need to see you." "Swell, sister. Let's get down to it." Sam crossed the office and took a seat behind the desk. Margot crossed the bare office and took a chair in front of the desk. He slung his hat on the tree behind the desk. He did not light up. "Read this." A copy of the Examiner appeared on his desk. The headline reads, "SFPD Seeks Female Officers." Sam read aloud. "With war looming on the horizon, local police are supplementing the force with women officers. To start with, these officers will replace men in administrative duties, such as desk officers, booking clerks, and eventually patrol duties may be considered," a spokesman said. Sam looked up. "You want to be a flatfoot?" "I don't think I can get experience any other way. I've seen the uniforms and they're pretty snappy," came the reply. "You want my blessing?" Sam asked. "Not exactly. I want to use you as a reference on the application." "That's Jake by me, but I know another one who would cut more ice at the cop house. Your ex-boss on Treasure Island. That's the guy you need. Just be sure you don't get shunted into a matron post. That's strictly for the birds." "Thanks for the advice, Mr. Spade. If they don't make me a commissioned officer, I'm out of there. I can make more money pushing a hack. I think if I play my cards right and use what I learned from you, I might even get to be a detective." The interview concluded. Margot rose and extended her hand. Sam grasped her hand and winked. "Hop to it, kid, and call the big thumb on Treasure Island. I don't have much pull at the cop house, but I'll do what I can. Count on that. And keep in touch. Now beat it and tell Effie I want to see her." "Before we get down to business, tell me what happened yesterday," Effie began. "Of course, sweetheart. The dingus was a fake. Gutman got outsmarted by a Russian named Kemedov. Where does our client come in?" "She was supposed to get the dingus from Kemedov. Instead, she decided to go in business for herself and stiff Gutman." "What about Cairo?" "I can only tell you what Gutman said. I sent some agents to get it, and they have it, and I don't," was Sam's reply. "Where does Thursby come in?" "Your pal Bridget needed a protector from Gutman. By the time they reached San Francisco, she had decided she didn't need him. She came to us to scare him away, but he wouldn't buy it." "So who killed Miles Archer if Thursby wouldn't?" Miss O'Shaughnessy put the blast on Miles with a gun she got from Thursby. She'd planned to put a frame on Thursby, but Gutman's gunsel Wilmer Cook put the blast on Thursby and ruined that scheme. To be continued. Mouse Calls announces its largest product launch in 22 years. 24/7/365 live support for all VIPs and managed clients. You already know that at Mouse Calls, we have worked for over 22 years to provide our clients with an exceptional service experience. We love you, our clients. This is part of the why we have an NPS score of 92, which is considered best in its class among technology solution providers. It's my absolute pleasure to announce that to you that by September 1st, we will be providing all VIPs and managed clients with 24/7/365 live support. That's right, a live human answering your calls and a direct-to-text service no matter what time of day or night. Our exclusive VIP email support is help247@mousecallsonline. And our phone number is the same as always, 844-541-6964, as well as 615-662-0235. This email is exclusive to our clients on VIP plans. Please don't give it out to friends or family. If you use support@mousecallsonline address, your request will get bundled with non-VIPs and you won't get the fast, full-service equipment.
Hi, it's Lily Hudson with your healthy eating tip of the week. If you find that you've eaten a sufficient quantity of food and you still feel hungry, it might actually be that you need digestive enzymes. That's right, sad to say, but that's one of the things that we don't make as much of as we get a little bit older. So check in with a good nutritionist, a dietitian, or your doctor. See if your doctor can direct you to someone that can help you figure out what enzymes you need so that you can better gauge what is hunger and what is actually digestion. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. This is Lily Hudson. See you next time.
Florida startup moves closer to building the data centers on the moon. 0307-2023. This headline is about 25 days too early. The silly season gets an early start. Doesn't moon pollution count? A Florida company plans to have moon-based cloud server. It's a dumb idea. The World Almanac 2023 shows the mean distance of the moon as 236,000 miles from Earth. This means that it takes 4 seconds on average for your data to travel that distance. And then there's a little matter of powering the moon base. We can't build a solar array big enough. Remember, our Apollo 13 capsule never got warmer than a cave on Earth. It was announced the initial trial will last 14 days, which is about as long as it takes to fly to the moon and back. Those folks in Florida don't recall how awkward the conversation was between President Nixon and Neil Armstrong. While it's true that cheaper rental space is available on our satellite, any real estate savings would be used up just getting there. The announcement should end all that nonsense about how Bitcoin mining uses too much power if we can locate a server more than 240,000 miles away. It all sounds great except for one tiny flaw. Assuming we could put a working device on the moon, who's going to change or charge the batteries every 48 months? Yes, I know we can have wireless charging for our devices, but no one's tried to send electricity to the moon since Nikola Tesla. And here I quote, "From the 1890s through 1906, Tesla spent a great deal of his time and fortune on a series of projects trying to develop the transmission of electrical power without wires. It was an expansion of his idea using coils to transmit power that he'd demonstrate in wireless lightning. He saw this not only as a way to transmit large amounts of power around the world, but also, as he pointed out in his earlier lectures, a way to transmit worldwide communications. End of quote. Thank you, Wikipedia. I bought my son one of these devices for his birthday, and the directions call for the phone to sit on the device. FYI, it has a wire, but not the device. See today's avatar.
Mind if I give you a word of advice?
No.
If a battle can't be won, don't fight it.
If a battle can't be won, don't fight it.
War, Sun Tzu, China, 5th century BC.
An educated guy, huh?
Yeah. He read a fortune cookie once.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. Breaking news, Dateline Chicago, Illinois. Fast Food Hall of Fame announces Bernie Sanders of People's Republic of Vermont as a new inductee. Bernie Sanders, a senator from the nation's only People's Republic, Vermont, former Democratic curmudgeon and meteor darling of 2016, will be inducted into the Fast Food Hall of Fame. A silkscreen likeness will be hung in a prominent elevated station of the Loop between the portraits of Ray Kroc and Harlan Sanders. Speaking for the committee, a spokesman said, and here I quote, "It was Bernie Sanders' support of the $15 minimum wage which propelled Mickey D's to install quick order kiosk at the busiest McDonald's before COVID." End of quote. Mickey D's executives credit the training customers received in using contactless ordering for saving McDonald's business during 2019 and 2020. At the time, executives learned two robo-ordering lessons. Quick order kiosks always show up for work, never call in sick, and don't require or earn SSI payments. Older Americans may remember that during the Sanders presidential bid, as a former delegate to the 2012 convention, Sanders professed ignorance of the superdelegate concept adopted in 2012 for the 2016 convention. It was at the Chicago convention of 2016 run-up where Senator Sanders earned the nickname Sweatshop Bernie. His campaign workers complained that they were not earning the much vaunted $15 an hour minimum wage. Candidate Sanders reminded these ingrates of two things. First, they should celebrate the chance to even earn a pay. Second, contracted or salaried workers are not entitled to overtime pay. The honor granted to Bernie Sanders will include a lifetime conditional gold burger pass, drinks and fries not included, which may be difficult for him to use. Montpelier, Vermont, being the only state capital in the United States not to have a McDonald's. We conclude with a memo to Sean Hannity about digital content, heard on his radio program of March 6, 2023. Dear Sean, removing the SIM card of any device has absolutely no effect on memory. It only limits the device to the cellular network. Digital tip of the day, connect your Simlis device to the internet, dial 1 as a leading indicator, and bypass the cellular network. AT&T always hated that part. I know, I've received calls on my 5SE while it was sitting in the dock on my desk job in charge mode.
This is Jacob C. of the Black Oak Brass Quintet. You can find our ensemble via Instagram or our website at blackoakbrass.com or on our Instagram at blackoakbrass. We're a professional brass quintet based in Knoxville, Tennessee, and willing to play anywhere and everywhere. So the website is blackoakbrass.com.
Join me on the Wizard of iPhone Speaks on Monday, and we'll go over weather apps one more time. March in Nashville did its best to come in like a lion. Next time on Nashville Writes, we'll talk about writing for fun and profit and have some tips on surviving a tax audit. And we'll investigate the out-of-control sports spending in Nashville, Tennessee. This has been the New Media Curmudgeon, Series 2, 03104 Identification.